Clarksville softball coach Katie Berman joins me here on Radio On the Go Sports as the season is just around the corner. Katie, appreciate the time as always here today. Coming off of a state championship season last year, I just want to ask you know what's that been like for the team, throughout this past offseason, being able to kind of celebrate that accomplishment, but then ultimately, starting back up fresh here this spring with obviously trying to run it back and do it again.
Yeah, it's been so fun, and I think the girls have really been able to soak it all in the community. But yeah, it's been really fun. We still are celebrating it a year later. But then also we have 24 girls out, and I think that shows that the girls watch the success of the girls before them and then want to come out. And yeah, we've had a strong spring season, and it's fun when you have some good returners coming back. Our pitcher from last year is going to be a senior this year, so that's a huge key component. And so I think it's fun that the girls can have high expectations again.
Yeah, and so when it comes to these early season practices and things like that, obviously you have people doing their spring sports and whatnot as well. So how do you guys kind of work that out as far as, player availability and things like that when they're trying to do two sports at once?
Yeah, it's so hard, especially just the month of May. But I have a ton of track runners and a ton of golfers. Then we've got, concerts, senior awards night and baccalaureate and FFA, just a ton of things that we have to work around. But I think every single school's in the same boat. So just taking them when we can get them. And I try to have snacks for them because I know that they're going to weightlifting, then school, then another practice, and then ending with me. So it's a really long day, but they've been doing really well this first week.
Yeah, so talking about some personnel here this year, and you had mentioned it, but Sydney Lovren coming into her senior season after a fantastic junior year last year, 1.52 ERA last year, made it on that all-tournament team at the state tournament. Just tell me a little bit about what she's going to bring to the table, hopefully in her senior year, and obviously always great to have a senior pitcher to lean on there.
Yeah, I think she's going to be awesome this year. She's been working hard. I said it's really easy for someone like her to have a season like she did last year and think that she can just coast this year, but I think she's been e working even harder. So that's really nice to have as a senior leader. She's re been really working on her bat too, and she's just a great all-around player. Like she could play any spot if she wasn't the pitcher either. So defensively, she's great.
Yeah, and then when it comes to the rest of the position players, a decent amount of returning talent from last year's team as well. What's that looking like for you guys with if I'm not mistaken, you got like six players coming back in some of those field positions?
Yeah, Hannah Wangsness is our other senior, and she's going to be huge for us. She's going to be our leader on the infield, and huge hitter for us. But with Sydney and Hannah, I think they're going to lead us to a lot of wins. And then Kara Bolin is a junior. She was our first baseman and really strong bat. So she'll be huge for us. Kate Lodge was an eighth grader last year. And she's just a really strong bat and defensive player for us too. Brooke Bolin. So we have two seniors and two juniors, and the rest is all underclassmen, but I think they're really strong underclassmen.
Yeah, and when it comes to offensively, looking at the batting averages here, you graduated obviously Emily Manwaren batting over 500 on the year. Paige Campman going to be out this year. Claire Lodge is up there as well. So your top three players in that, at least as far as the batting average is concerned, not going to be on the team this year. So when it comes to kind of what were some thoughts there as far as kind of replacing some of that production from last year?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing that we've kind of been focusing on. Losing your top three hitters is a big thing. So I'm really excited to see some of the younger ones step up. And Sydney and Hannah too have been really working on their bat. They're going to be two of our biggest hitters for us. But yeah, we have some newcomers and some ones that didn't even see varsity last year that I think will be really strong for us.
All right, looking at your first part of the schedule here, it looks like you got a scrimmage with Osage coming up here in just a couple days, and then season opener against Turkey Valley next Monday night. And then you head into some Iowa Star games after that. So what's kind of your take on this first part of the schedule?
Yeah, so this year we could start games a week earlier. So we scheduled one just with everything that's going on that week. It's the week of state track, so don't know if girls are going to make that or not. So yeah, I think Turkey Valley will be a really good first game for us to kind of figure out the positions and see how we do against a good team. And scrimmaging Osage has helped us every single year. They're such a good program. They creamed us last year, and I think that really pushed us to go to work harder. So that's always a really good scrimmage for us. And then yeah, we go right into Don Bosco with conference play, and I think they'll be really good too. So it's a good first couple of games.
Yeah, when it comes to the non-conference slate here, looks like pretty stacked there as well. Looking on down the line here, going to that big tournament at Fort Dodge, some 4A, 5A schools there, Central Springs, Grundy Center, Waverly Shell Rock, West Fork, another state tournament team last year. So I know you and me kind of talked a little bit last year about kind of having to beef up that non-conference schedule to gain a little more notoriety. But what's kind of your take on that this year?
Yeah, that's what we've really been trying to do the last couple of years is to get some really tough competition. That Fort Dodge tournament is one of my favorites and the girls' favorites. We go into it knowing that it's going to be really tough, and we play some really, really good teams, and I think it shows us a lot. And then, yeah, towards the end of the season, we really try to beef it up right before regionals, and so we have some really good teams there.
And then when it comes to the Iowa Star, any thoughts there as far as maybe some of the who maybe some of the other top teams are going to be, based on what you've kind of seen over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think Don Bosco, they'll be tough. They have a really good pitcher. And then on the south side, Collins Maxwell, they're always good. BCLUW. So yeah, excited to see how some of the teams work out.
You bet. Just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here at this time?
Just really excited for the season and excited for some of these newcomers to get the limelight that some of them had last year.
All right, this is Clarksville softball coach Katie Berman here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, Katie, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
Thank you.